Chapter 2. Now when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. Suddenly there came from the sky a sound like the rushing of a mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Tongues like fire appeared and were distributed to them, and one sat on each of them. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them the ability to speak. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout people from every nation under the sky. When this sound was heard, the crowd came together, and were bewildered, because everyone heard them speaking in his own language. They were all amazed and marveled, saying, "Look, are not all these who speak Galileans? How do we hear, everyone in our own native language, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and people from Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, the parts of Libya around Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them speaking in our tongues the mighty works of God." They were all amazed, and were perplexed, saying one to another, "What does this mean?" Others, mocking, said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice, and spoke out to them, "You men of Judea, and all you who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to my words. For these are not drunk, as you suppose, seeing it is only 9 in the morning. But this is what has been spoken through the prophet Joel, and it will be in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. And even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my Spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. And I will show wonders in the sky above, and signs on the earth beneath, blood, and fire, and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before the great and glorious day of the Lord comes. And it will be that whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man approved by God to you by mighty works and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, even as you yourselves know, him, being delivered up by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, by the hand of lawless men, crucified and killed, whom God raised up, having freed him from the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David says concerning him, 'I saw the Lord always before me, for he is at my right hand, that I should not be shaken. Therefore my heart was glad, and my tongue rejoiced, and moreover my flesh also will dwell in hope, because you will not abandon my soul in Sheol, neither will you allow your Holy One to see decay. You made known to me the paths of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence.' Brothers, I may tell you freely of the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet, and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that one of his descendants would sit on his throne, he foreseeing this spoke about the resurrection of the Messiah, that neither was he left in Sheol, nor did his flesh see decay. This Jesus God raised up, to which we all are witnesses. Being therefore exalted by the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured out this, which you see and hear. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he says himself, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit by my right hand, until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.' Let all the house of Israel therefore know certainly that God has made him both Lord and Messiah, this Jesus whom you crucified.